Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today we'll go over Lesson 4.
Our main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Today, Anna comes home to her dormitory bringing Sakura, her tutor, with her. The dorm mother comes out to greet them.
A dorm mother is a woman who takes care of the students who live in a dormitory. She's pretty much like a mother for all of the students who are living away from their own parents at home.
Let's go ahead and listen to the skit for Lesson 4.
Our key sentence for the day is...
ただいま.
ただいま. I'm home.
ただいま。
おかえりなさい。
こんにちは。
あなたも留学生ですか？
いいえ、私は留学生ではありません。日本人の学生です。
Now let me explain about the skit.
ただいま。
Anna said this right when she went through the front door of the dormitory, didn't she?
That's right.
ただいま。
Is something you say when you first get home and come through the door. ただいま is a shortened form of a sentence meaning, I've just come home.
Now this is something that everyone says right when they come home.
Yes, and to reply, the dorm mother says,
おかえりなさい.
Welcome back. It's something you say to welcome people who've returned home. Next, Sakura greets the dorm mother.
こんにちは.
Hello. This is a greeting that you would say when you see somebody during the daytime.
Now, I know this sounds strange, but this is actually something that I still struggle with. Because to me, when it's morning, I would say, Ohayou gozaimasu, but people say konnichiwa to me.
Well, everybody is different, but generally we start saying it from around 10 a.m.
Okay, well, what about the pronunciation of the N in konnichiwa?
Okay. You'd say, こんにちは, clapping to the rhythm of 3 beats. こんにちは. Let's try saying it together, clapping our hands.
こんにちは. こんにちは.
Can you teach us some other greetings?
Sure. How about good morning?
おはようございます. おはようございます.
And in the evening or at night, you'd say good evening.
こんばんは. こんばんは.
Okay, moving on. The dorm mother then asks Sakura.
あなたも留学生ですか?
Are you an international student too?
あなた.
Means you.
も.
Is a particle which means to or also.
留学生.
Is an international student or a foreign student.
Last time we also covered the pronunciation of the R sound in Japanese.
And remember,
this
is a polite word that ends a sentence. To turn a sentence with this into a question, all you have to do is put the particle
か
after this and say the sentence with a rising intonation, and it becomes a question. Okay? Let's listen to Sakura's answer.
いいえ, 私は留学生ではありません.
No, I'm not an international student.
いいえ
means no. When you say いいえ, you pronounce い 1 beat longer.
いいえ 私
is I.
は
is the particle indicating a topic or the topic marker. 留学生 is an international student.
ではありません.
Is the negative form of this.
If Sakura was an international student, how would she answer?
はい、私も留学生です.
Yes, I'm an international student too.
はい.
Means yes, which is an affirmative answer to a question. Also, as we learned in Lesson 2, we can say this to get other people's attention.
私も留学生です。
I'm an international student too. You can also answer,
はい、そうです。
Yes, I am. Or, yes, that's true.
そう。
means true. It's the case.
Sakura goes on to say,
日本人の学生です。
I'm a Japanese student. In this sentence, 私は The topic is omitted because it's clear from the context.
日本人
is a Japanese.
の
is a particle linking nouns.
学生
is a student. This is a polite word that ends a sentence.
The noun 日本人, which comes before の, modifies the other noun in this case, 学生, a student, right?
That's right.Sakura is enrolled in a course for training teachers of Japanese at her university. Her goal is to teach Japanese abroad. Japanese language is
日本語
We add
語
language after 日本 or Japan. Let's listen to the skit for lesson 4 one more time.
ただいま
おかえりなさい。
こんにちは。
あなたも留学生ですか？
いいえ、私は留学生ではありません。日本人の学生です。
It's time once again for Teacher's Teacher, the segment where our program supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned a negative sentence. 私は留学生ではありません。Please teach us how to make negative sentences in Japanese.
All right, let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, let me explain this with a sentence. I'm a Japanese. I is 私 and a Japanese is 日本人。 So, I'm a Japanese is...
私は日本人です。
To make a sentence ending with this into a negative sentence, we change this to
ではありません。
So, I'm not a Japanese is
私は日本人ではありません。
I'm not a Japanese. In this sentence, if you change
では
to
じゃ
you sound more casual, so,I'm not a Japanese.
日本人ではありません。
becomes
日本人じゃありません。
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next, our corner for sound words. First, please listen to this sound.
Okay, that sounds like a person opening a sliding door.
Yes. In Japanese, we describe this sound as
ガラガラ.
We also use
ガラガラ.
to describe something collapsing or falling down. Okay? Next, the word for the sound when a door is shut is
バタン.
Now you say バタン for a door closing. I kind of feel like that's a loud sound.I tend to close doors really softly.
That was Sound Words.
Before we close, we'll hear from Anna as she looks back on today's events in Anna's tweets.
今日は
When Sakura-san entered the dorm and took her shoes off,She turned them around and placed them neatly at the entrance hall. I will do that when I visit somebody's home next time.
Did you enjoy lesson 4? Next time, Sakura and Anna will talk in Anna's room.
Join us again.
Sayonara!